KCN, Talk Line Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.
What are we gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Mask, Mothers and Fathers Align, Saving Kids, Kids of All Ages, All Stages, for Mental Health and Addiction Issues, maybe school issues, whether it's anxiety issues, bipolar, schizophrenia, addictions. If you need a referral for a mental health clinician, for a therapist, for an inpatient or an outpatient addiction program, please call MASK at 718-758-0400, and we can get you to the right professionals to help you, whether you're dealing with elementary age school children, high school, young adults, maybe it's for yourself, your loved one, maybe it's for your neighbor or someone you see next to in shul. Why don't you write our number down? And it is again 718-758-0400. If you know someone that would like to get a free training for naloxone, which is for prevention of opioid overdosing, please give us a call and we will get you trained for free and give you a free kit. Every home should have a kit available. Maybe somebody will come by to your home over the holidays. Maybe somebody that davens in the shul on your block that possibly will be on opioids and overdose. You can then save a life. So anyone that's interested, feel free to call the MASK Anonymous Confidential Helpline so that we can arrange for anyone and everyone to get a free kit. So tonight we have with us a very dear friend and colleague, somebody that I work with most often during the year on different reasons, whether it's because she's the associate director of the field education and adjunct professor at Wurzweiler, whether it's a private practice in Woodcliffe Lake, New Jersey, whether it's support groups, parenting issues, marriage issues, women issues, this is no other than Dr. Debbie Ackerman. I'd like to welcome you. She has a PhD and an LCSW. I'd like to welcome you on tonight with us, Dr. Ackerman. How are you?
Hi, Ruchama. Shana Tova. Good sweet year to you. Thank you so much for having me on your show and for your kind words. I'm a huge, huge fan of MISC and of the work you do, and I wish you only continued success in this year. Your work is unbelievable, and I'm honored to be part of it. Thank you very much.
Amen, and a happy new year to all our listeners. It should be a very successful, healthy new year for all.
Amen.
Emotionally, amen. Mentally, physically, and always. Whatever we prayed for should come true for all of us and all those that are ill that need to have the blessing of Refuah Shlema to completely get healthy. I pray that they should all come true for all the sick that need that prayer. So I want to talk tonight about Dr. Ackman. You are so multi-talented. You have Kanainahara, a large family. You work full-time. You have, you know, two very big positions in the school that you're at. You have a private practice. And the conversation I'd like to talk about tonight is, how do you do it? Yontif is coming on. It's going to be 8 days of,
right,
you know, more than two meals a day. It's three meals a day. It's breakfast, lunch, and dinner for families. And,
right,
you know, and it's back to school still. We're still in the back-to-school mode. So I want to know, for my listeners, let's talk about the reality of how we run our households, how important it is for us to stay calm. I want you to talk a little bit about your personal struggles for, you know, what your expectations, people, we raise the bar so high, how are we setting the table, what will our sukkah,
right,
look like, you know,
right,
what's reasonable?
There you go. It's a great question, and I'm really happy to partake in this discussion. And I think that, Rahama, in your wisdom, you kind of said the key words, the three key words that we have to focus in. One is the expectation, and two is what's normal, and three, how are we going to do this? So I think we need to look at the expectation, and I really firmly believe that we have made our expectations so high these days, especially with the advent of social media. I've had several clients come to me in tears telling me that they deleted all of their social media accounts, and these are all women, accomplished women, lawyers, doctors, professors. They make much more money than me, truth be told, and they're weeping because their tables don't look like the tables on Instagram, and their children's outfits aren't exactly matching with the headband and the socks and the shoes, and they're really, they feel horrible. And I think the first thing we have to do is lower all of our expectations as a community, as individuals, as families. Because when we raise our expectations that high, there's no way that we can meet them. And that's going to cause resentment, and it's going to cause people to have anxiety, and it's going to cause fighting, and it's going to really be a very difficult yontif. Personally, for myself, I think yontif is the greatest invention because you're allowed to cook. You actually can cook. That's what the halacha says. And if we really understand and realize that a yontif meal is far more than we eat during the week, and if we can have that meal, whatever that meal consists of, we can sit down relaxed and happy, that is what everybody's going to remember. It's the mood in the table, it's the mood in the house that's going to stay with people far after you've swallowed a 19-course meal. If the 19-course meal is served with any kind of stress, that's what's going to be remembered. If you have a simpler meal, but you are a happy person, you've achieved success. And so I think the first thing we need to do is literally lower all of our expectations, shopping, cooking, dress, decorating the sukkah, and pare it down to what yontif is supposed to be, a time to connect to Hashem, time to connect to our family, a time to connect to our community in a meaningful way. Does
you
that
know,
make
Dr.
sense?
Yes, Dr. Ackman, I'm happy you brought up social media. I got to tell you, I was speaking to a friend of mine, and she said that just today in the morning, and she said that somebody wrote on their neighborhood chat that they're looking for a big area rug. So, you know, they wrote back that somebody's selling an area rug, and she asked her how much, and she told her how much she's selling it for. She said, oh, it's a little too much. I wanted it for my sukkah.
Correct.
You know, we're up to putting carpeting in the sukkah now. I mean, come on. Scary. Scary.
It's a little scary because as much as I love beautiful things, and I do, I love beautiful things. I love furnishings and paintings and jewelry and lovely clothes. I really do. But like anything else in life, when it overtakes us and it causes us attention, and it causes us anxiety. We need to kind of look at the balance of what are we gaining? What have we achieved? I deal with families all the time who come who are financially really struggling because of yontif. There is no more simcha in the yontif simply because of the financial outlay. And I find that sad. I really do. A simple meal without your rug. I had somebody told me about a sukkah that actually had goldfish piped through it. They had pipes running along the perimeter of the sukkah. There are actually like fish floating around that you could look up.
No way.
Great. If you could, if you can afford it, and that's wonderful, that's great. And if it adds, I think the word here is, does it add? Does this add to your simchas yontif? Does it make you happier? Does it make you connect to your children? Or maybe a $1 pack of cards will do that. Maybe actually sitting not on a rug, but maybe on your folding chairs and bringing out a board game or the picture albums and looking at your children through your own family's history or telling stories or doing anything that really doesn't cost a lot of money, but that connects everybody emotionally, is going to be where the memories of this sukkah are going to lie. And that takes a real adjustment in attitude. It takes an adjustment in your expectation. It takes an adjustment in what you think you need to do versus what you really should do. Children don't care what they wear. The younger the child, they could care less. I firmly believe children can be happy playing in a box and think they have the best toy in the world if their mother and father are there with them, present, loving, and relaxed. That's all they need.
When you go to the park, and, you know, the kids in the afternoon, all you hear, every mother screaming or father saying, don't go in that puddle, you're going to ruin your outfit, or, you know.
Right.
So what are we doing? We're crazy. The parents.
It's the message. Right.
It's that level of anxiety that we're causing ourselves as parents.
Correct.
Is what's really come to be an issue. And I'm bringing this all up because I'd like to recognize that this week is Mental Health Awareness Week. And there's no better time than to talk about recognizing anxiety as, you know, you could be nervous or uneasy or worried and feeling anxious. But then when, like you said, with social media, everyone, and by the way, do you know how many hours you could be on that, on just Instagram alone?
Right.
I mean, hours, just that alone, everyone talking about, like you said, how we're setting the table and where we're getting the magic and how can I get new walls to cover the wall. The great thing is, by Chabad, Chabad does not decorate their sukkah. So that's one less thing to be anxious about. A bad community, the women, they don't
We are. I am very proudly Chabad. We put up the sukkah and we sit in it, and we believe that it is just perfect the way it is. So you're right, that's a whole level that I don't have to think about, which I'm very grateful. But I have to kind of say like this. It comes to understanding your worth deep inside and understanding who you are. And who you are as an individual, not encased in things that you don't necessarily need. I have to kind of say to the audience, my draw and my passion in social work is because social work looks at a person within their environment. And social work was the only field that I saw that really tied economics into mental health. When we look at people like Maslow, when we look at needs that people need to have met, when people are stressed out over money, when the yontif budget is putting the entire household on edge, it's no longer a simcha, and it's no longer a mitzvah. The father is stressed. The father is stressed at the mother. The mother is stressed. The mother is stressed at the kid. And then that's when everything starts to unravel. Don't jump in the puddle. You're going to get your outfit dirty. You must eat this expensive dish that they made. I spent so much time and so much money on it. It becomes almost fantastical. It's like a fantasy. That very much ties into social media. As my expertise as an addiction therapist, every time you get a hit or a like on social media, it's another dopamine flash in your brain. And that's where we get addicted. Look at my picture. Look at my kids. Look at my cake. Look at my pie. Look at my curtains. Look at my rug. Like it, like it, like it. And so we're feeding ourselves, and we stay on it, and we look for it, and we live by it. We literally live by the altar of public approval. And it's addicting. And it's a terrible cycle. And we need to start to, like, really turn inward. Turn inward and understand we are sitting in a simple hut. A simple hut to represent that this is where we feel close to Hashem. Outside, with the trees and the sun and the wind. And that's the only decoration you need. It's beautiful. Lower the expectation to what surrounds us naturally. And focus inward and on our families.
Right. And I just want to mention that 31.9% of young adults ages 13 to 18 have an anxiety disorder. So imagine young kids seeing us parents running around like, shall we say, chickens without our heads, and running around having these high expectations. Money is an issue, like you mentioned. And what are we teaching them? We're teaching them to be stressed. We are setting the anxiety level so high. And by the time it comes for the holiday to begin, everybody is so exhausted by then, and you can barely enjoy the first night of the holiday because everybody is so high-stressed and anxiety-ridden.
And screaming it. But what we're really teaching them, Rachama, if you really look at it, is we're teaching them it's a falsehood. It's a little bit of a sheker. Because what we're teaching them is as long as it looks beautiful on the outside, as long as it all matches, as long as there's fish swimming around my sukkah or some plush carpet or my walls are painted, everything is okay. But really it's not. Because if the fish swim around and mommy and Tati are not talking to each other and the teenager is off sulking because they're upset and because the anxiety is not even being looked at, if the family can't come together in a meaningful way and literally sit together, if they can't sit together and enjoy each other's company for an hour, none of that matters. And so what we're really teaching our young children is just make sure it looks good. Just make it look good. And that directly relates to my work in addiction. And I tell my clients all the time, in my office, it doesn't have to look good or feel good to be good. Because you know what it is? We're looking for truth. And the truth is, the soup will burn, and somebody will spill, and a glass will break. And we're going to accept life on life's terms, and we're going to rejoice. So the soup burned. We're okay. We have other food, Baruch Hashem. The baby spilled something. We have things to clean it up. Nothing is indispensable except people's feelings. That is what's going to make the lasting impression. How the parents handle it. Soup burned? We have other food. Let's sing. Baby spilled? Beautiful. Let's clean. Together. We are creating something much more meaningful together, a memory. We're going to make a memory of this Yantiv together, and we want it to be a positive one because that is what the children are going to talk about when they get older. That is what they're going to remember.
So how is it for you? I mean, like when we started the conversation, you have a big family, Kinara, and you're running around so many different positions and responsibilities, and you and I know that before Yontif is you always have emergencies with your private practice. There's always something happening. So how do you juggle?
I'm going to go shopping on Motzei Shabbos. I have to work on Sunday for a half a day, and then I'm going to very happily come home and cook what I think I can reasonably for that night's meal. A little bit extra for the second night. Whatever I make, I'll double because it's hard to cook on the second night of Yontiv. And then Yontiv morning, I will get up. I will have a beautiful cup of coffee in the sukkah. I will connect to Hashem through the weather, which I do all the time, through the leaves and the sun. Hopefully it won't be raining. And then I will make a lovely meal. And I will delegate chores to my children. If we want to sit down together, we're going to work together happily. And there will be no pressure. We eat at 12, or we eat at 12:30, or we eat at 1. If you'd like to make kiddush, here's food. And I'm going to keep my expectations down to reasonable. Because I want my children to walk away from Yontif thinking, Mommy loves them very much. The end.
So we're talking about all the mothers out there that are cooking and all the responsibilities around the household. What do you tell the dads that are listening today?
I think the fathers many times get short shrift, and really, honestly, today, census, and not just in the Jewish communities, will show you that more women work outside the house also than ever before. So what we're really talking about, again, is a team communal effort. It's not necessarily that mommy just cooks, Tati can cook. In my house, as it happens, my boys are far better cooks than my girls. My girls are great organizers and great cleaners, and they're not great in the kitchen, and my boys are wonderful cooks. So they really do a lot of the cooking, and I'm very happy to help them. It doesn't really necessarily matter who does what. If it's Tati who bakes or mommy who cooks or Tati who shops or the girl puts up the sukkah, that's really not what it's about. What it's about is infusing a team spirit and a spirit of we are the family X and this is how we do it. And taking a certain pride in the traditions that you make. If it's taking out all of the sukkah decorations from old and hanging them, if it's making that one favorite recipe that we all love to have for Yontif and pitching in together, that's really what we're looking to do. Create your own community and your own memory within your own family. And if that just means a pot of soup and some challah, so be it. No one will be hungry, God willing. God willing, we'll all have food. Create something that will fill the soul for longer. Food is great. Decorations are great. Clothing is great. Feeling and memory and love will last a lifetime.
You know, Dr. Ackman, we have now 2 days Yom Tov, then we have a break, then there's Shabbos, then there's Yom Tov again, and excuse me, and it is very costly to many families that are struggling. I'm talking about the basics, the food. Excuse me, I'm sorry. So okay. My question that I want really to talk about is when do you actually share with your family of whether you're going to do things different than the neighbors and the Joneses and, you know, those that are decorating and over-decorating? I mean, on Instagram, they're even showing how to, how to heat seal, you know, the decorations.
Really? Well,
yeah.
I think the discussion starts when children are young, but not in the complaining. We don't want to parentify children, and we're not going to burden them with our problems. But just in a way of understanding that this is the way we do it in our family, and we're happy about that. We're proud of it. We have our sukkah, and this is what we do. They have their sukkah, and this is what they do. There might be people who come for a sukkah, and they're like, oh, you don't have one picture and anything. No, we're Chabad. This is what we do. But if you want to have your decorations up on the wall, this is what gives you simcha. The operative word here is what makes you truly happy, not what makes you impress somebody else and makes your validation come from what you think somebody else thinks of you, but what truly gives you a sense of peace, a sense of serenity, a sense of connecting to Hashem and to your family. That's what we're looking for. And if that's decoration and that's your family's way of celebrating, great. If it's making cookies together, great. If it's saving your money and buying food and then going on a trip, great. Whatever it is, to imbue a sense of pride into your family is what we're discussing. And I wish Klal Yisrael has enough for every family to have for Yontif. Maybe that's a way for your family to celebrate Yontif, to cook and give food to another family, to actually share what you have for Yontif. That is a wonderful way to start a Yontif, is to actually share with someone else anything that you can. Is a very powerful lesson, and we learn that from therapy and from Viktor Frankl in his book, Man's Search for Meaning. It's the entire premise of his book. If you can give someone something, you too will be enriched. And maybe that's how we want to do it.
I want you to know that Erev Yom Kippur, on one of our neighborhood chats, a young mom, a single mom, wrote, does anyone have any food that they can share for before the fast? she needed for herself and her family. And I want you to know, Mikam Yisrael, what should I tell you? It was beautiful how people responded, and everyone was responding. Where do you live? We'll bring it right over. It was amazing.
Perfect.
So that's
perfect.
Such an amazing message.
Message.
You know, maybe we want to, you know, instead of spending all that money, and I'm not telling you not to decorate your sukkah,
100%.
Anybody listening, but let's do it within your own budgets. Let's not cause more anxiety if you have so much going on.
You
want
to do it, you want to do it to the point where it makes you feel calm and happy. If it elevates your stress level, it's not doing what it's supposed to do. That's kind of the thermometer that you're using. Is what I'm doing making me feel good, or is it elevating my anxiety? If the answer is it makes me feel good, go with it. If it elevates your anxiety, that is not simchas yontif. It's not the definition of simcha.
Right. Thank you. Well,
my
Dr.
pleasure.
Beckman, I sure hope
you
have the most simchas yontif, beautiful yontif, very calm yontif, a loving yontif with your family.
Amen.
And I wish
thank
the same to all our listeners out there, that everyone should have a good kvittel, and they should have a very happy, spiritual, uplifting, and simcha d'kiyantef. Thank you for being on tonight,
Dr.
Beckman.
Thank you. Good short. Thank you, Rahama. Your work is legendary. All the best. It's an honor. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, and I'd like to wish all my listeners a very good evening, a beautiful Shabbos, a simchas sukkis holiday, and always remember, hang in, hold on, hug tight. And our number is 718-758-0400. Let's try and make some happy memories this year.
Amen.
Thank you. And
thank
have
you
a good night.
Okay. Ace has always been the helpful place, and we're about to get even more helpful by offering instant savings to Ace Rewards members. Not a member? Just sign up when you get here to start saving right at the register.
Come join the 2020 celebration at Ace Corner Hardware and Paint Center at 2266 Nostrand Avenue between Avenues H and I in Brooklyn. It is now celebrating its 20th anniversary with its biggest store expansion ever. They've doubled the size of the store, including a new Benjamin Moore Paint Center and free parking. And in celebration, they're offering a 20% discount on all sukkah items in the store. Sukkahs is just around the corner, and they have all your household needs for sukkahs and beyond, including tables, chairs, power tools, hand tools, hardware, citronella candles, electric heaters, sukkah lights, folding beds and cots, and insect bug off-repellent devices. Of course, you will always find the lowest prices, free parking, and personalized customer service where they will cut your wood to size and cut notches in your wood. They also carry Leiter's Easy Lock Sukkah and everything you need for sukkahs, including old-style wood panels, schach grass mats, and so much more. Come in and be part of the festivities at Ace Corner Hardware's 2020 celebration with 20% off all sukkah items in the store at 2266 Nostrand Avenue in Brooklyn.
Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
See store for details. Must be an Ace Rewards member to receive instant savings. Available through the end of the month.
ShopRite at McDonald Avenue in Brooklyn, Avenue I, is the place to go for your shopping needs and Yom Tov favorites. Your price plus cart saves you money every day all year long. ShopRite at McDonald Avenue is open 24 hours a day for your convenience. A Shana Tova Umatuka, a happy and healthy sweet new year from ShopRite of McDonald Avenue and Avenue I in Brooklyn.
TCN, Talk Line Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.